One of the Low Anglo Gold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Let's chat now to Mike O'Hare, EVP South Africa Anglo Gold Ashanti. Mike, you've got one of the lowest cost suite of gold assets in South Africa. That's not surely just to do with geology, is it?
Definitely not. I mean, it's important what grade you have in the ground, but I think there's a couple of other things which make the value you extract a lot more important. Firstly, the people you've got doing the mining for you, and I believe we have from the managers down some of the best people in the industry. And then the strategies we put in place to extract value from those assets. You know, Three Horizons strategy, are stabilizing our assets, growing the value in our portfolio and at each asset, implementing the project that we believe extract value from the resource and reserve below our infrastructure. And the two important pieces for the later years is implementing our technology, which accesses our significant resources, and working in a way in our communities that gives us the socio-economic benefit that allows us to be valued partners within our community. So there's a number of areas that we've targeted besides having good grade in the ground, which luckily our assets do have. But I think if we talk more specifically about reducing the costs and increasing the value, in 2010 we rebased our costs, because our structures, because we found that we had the same structures that we had, you know, 4 or 5 years before that, and we found significant value to be had there. One of the quickest growing costs in South Africa is Eskom, and we've really managed to reduce the amount of energy we use by more than 17% over a number of years, and this has really been recognized by Eskom, and we'll keep targeting our decreases in that energy there. Our continuous improvement program, you know, headed by the banner of One, has definitely improved our safety and our productivity. So I think a suite of work that we've done to make sure that we're the lowest cost suite of assets in South Africa.
You mentioned safety. Safety, of course, remains the single biggest challenge for any mining company in South Africa, operating in South Africa. I keep on hearing about Section 54. How much progress have you made?
Safety is our first value. You know, over 4 years, we've managed to decrease the amount of accidents and fatalities we have by over 60%. You know, really significant improvement and a lot of work by the team. But I think the area that's concerning both the regulators, our stakeholders, and ourselves is the fact that in recent years we haven't been able to achieve the double-digit improvements that we were achieving in the past. And this has obviously led to the regulator using the tools he has at his disposal. The work we're doing at the moment to bring us closer together is obviously trying to get an understanding with them about what is it that we both need to do as a partnership, as opposed to just strict implementation of the laws, to improve on our safety. And we've had successes, and I think we need to work through this process, and we will come up with a better way of working together. However, having said that, there's a number of things that we're doing internally to certainly meet the challenge of being the deepest gold miners in the worst or most difficult mining conditions on the planet. And then using people-intensive mining methods and mine design to extract our gold. So what we've done is we've said, look, there's a number of areas we need to get a lot better at. And firstly, our stakeholder engagement, which includes the DMR and our unions, which I've just described. Secondly, the relationship that we have as working teams, which we call engagement. So it's our safety transformation using an engagement model, which really brings in all the layers of management talking to each other in a way that is more of a conversational style as opposed to an autocratic way of working that we're so used to in the way we mine at the moment. Every one of our mining teams currently undergoing a 3-week training session, and I think that's starting to bear fruit with some of the early teams showing some great safety results and productivity.
This is the Simunye training program you're talking about?
This is the Simunye training program, yes. You know, that training is starting to bear some really good fruit, and it'll take us about 3 years to complete that work.
Let's move on from safety now to something else, and not gold, it's actually uranium. You've seen uranium recoveries improving in the last few years. Do you see uranium production growing from its current levels, which I think is around about 1.4 million pounds per year? And secondly, you've got these vast gold tailing facilities in the Vaal River region containing gold and uranium. How do those feature in your plans? Just briefly, if you could touch on that for us.
Uranium is a significant byproduct of our gold mining at the moment. So 2 years ago, we targeted improving our uranium business as a whole, and we looked at two areas using our one process. The firstly was increasing the recoveries, and secondly was decreasing the cost of producing a pound of uranium. I'm glad to say that we managed to increase our recoveries by over 10% over the last couple of years, and you know, really proud of the work that the Met teams have done around that. And whilst they were doing that work and the one work, we managed to increase the efficiency of the process and decrease the amount of reagents and so on we used. So we're now producing uranium at under $30 a pound. So we have a nice healthy margin on the existing uranium business. We then stepped back and said, look, this could be an important part of our strategy going forward. The year before last, we approved a project which will take our uranium production organically up to 2 million pounds per annum by utilizing the existing infrastructure, but bringing in the Kopanang mine, which also has a uranium-rich reef, into the circuits. And that will start showing fruit in the next year. We should start to see that coming through the system during 2012. And lastly, we're busy with the work on increasing that uranium output further by utilizing the significant reserves of uranium and gold that we have in our TSF facilities surrounding the Vaal River region, which are significant. And we should be able to then start talking about somewhere between a 3 and 4 million pound producer per annum. So really a significant part of our growth strategy, a significant part of other ways of extracting value from our South African assets.
Mike, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your very valuable time. That's Mike O'Hare, EVP South Africa at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.